Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, let's get right to it. Always enjoy being able to chop it up with this guy, an FOS, a friend of Stink, from the ESPN days, the glory days. It is the one and only Rex Ryan. Rex, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Rex, always a pleasure to get with you and talk to you. You know, you coached forever in that that AFC East with the New England Patriots, and when the New England Patriots, you know, they're just winning championships, and you've got to try to attack that team. One of the things that's happened here in the AFC West is everybody has been enamored by the Kansas City Chiefs' speed. I understand why, but it's all been about speed, the draft, with whether it's the Raiders or whether it was the Broncos. It's a speed, speed, speed. What would it – just your experience with that and, you know, and being in a division with a dominant team, what would your draft philosophy be if you were the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, I guess you got to look at it this way. I mean, Vic Fangio's the coach. He's got to sit back and think that he can stop anybody anyway. That's kind of the way you're wired. I think they did that in free agency, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, you know what? We're going to have to score some points in today's game. So we went out and we got speed ourselves. And when you look at the selection, when they get Jerry Jeudy, like how the heck he fell to him is beyond me. But my goodness, it lined up perfect for him. So they were able to do that. And I guess that's the way you got to look at it. But you're right, that speed's a little scary, especially when in today's game, when every single time a ball is thrown, everybody looks around for a pass interference call. Like, it's just, you know, it drives you crazy. But I think that's it. I you know, and when you look at Denver, though, with the weapons they have, they're able to line up in three receivers, one tight end set. They're right now with the speed they just drafted. And then they will also play big with you and line up in those two tight end sets and punish you that way. And with the receiving threat they have with that fan kid, I mean, it's going to be hard to defend. You know, you pick up Melvin Gordon. Like, this team right here is not they're in win mode right now.
What's that going to take? I mean, you look at this offseason, you look at the lack of preparation, you look at the, you know, the video monitors, and I always said, you know, on a grease board, the game looks a lot different than it does when you're lined up on Sunday, right? It never looks quite the way it did when you put the picture up on the screen. So, like, Drew Locke is essentially going to be a rookie quarterback. You've got all these rookie pieces that you're trying to make fit. You've got a new offense under Pat Shurmur. Like, take me through that and how much of a difficulty that's going to be for this offense to actually get to the point where they're efficient and scoring a lot of points.
Well, Mark, when I look at it, look, when I was the Jets head coach, I had two rookie starting at quarterback. So I had Mark Sanchez, then later Geno Smith. And then when I went to Buffalo, I had Tyrod Taylor, who had really never started. So all those things are challenging, but this is football. And you know as well as I do, you can make it about, as long as we got a system in place, you can teach the system, play it to the strength of your players. Every single game is a chess match in itself. You know, it's not that, hey, we're going to run, you know, our offense never changes every week, because it does. Everybody's offense changes every week, and their defense changes every week. So I think it's game plan specific. No reason to think that Drew Locke won't be able to light it up, right from jump. That's how I look at it, regardless of new coordinator or not. I was new coordinator, and you know, we lead the league in defense. So I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's a reason to not be optimistic if you're a Denver Bronco fan.
Vizzy with ESPN's Rex Ryan. Rex, what are your impressions of Pat Shurmur and his offense?
Well, I always like him. I think they're better as an offensive coordinator than they are as a head coach. So I think, you know, he's kind of a dry guy. But he's good. I remember I interviewed him. I would have loved to have hired him, but he went elsewhere. But he's a smart guy, and I think he's going to look at this offense. There's no excuses here. You've got the thing that he needs to lean on. He's got the best offensive line coach in football, and Mike Munchak, one of the best coaches in football. So you lean that way. You lean on him. This is an offense. I think when I look at it, there's no reason this can't be one of the top offenses in the league.
I'm sure that you game planned against Pat Shurmur. What was it about his offense that made it tough to defend? What were the things that you looked at that you thought he did a great job with?
Well, I just think he's a guy that can tie in protections, route concepts. He can do all that type of stuff, but protection is first. And I think that's some of these guys now, they get them out of college, they get them out of wherever, they have no idea how to protect the quarterback. And so Pat Shurmur is more old school that way, where he's going to understand the protection that, hey, you know, let's protect Drew Lock. The other thing is he's going to use the fact that Drew Lock can throw the ball. I thought he was tremendous off platform. So he can throw it on the move. You know, you can move the pocket with him. You can do all those types of things. So to me, that's what's different about him than some of these new guys that have no clue how to protect the quarterback.
Vizzy with Rex Ryan. Rex, this will be year two for Vic Fangio. How much more will his defense be able to accomplish in his second year? In what ways can it and he do more?
Well, I think first off, Vic Fangio was with me in Baltimore days, and he was outstanding, a smart guy. But Vic really wants to just rush four guys and be able to play coverage. Now, he'll create some one-on-one opportunities. Doesn't necessarily want to beat the protection as much as he wants to create one-on-one opportunities. So that's going to be the same as last year. However, when you add Jarrell Casey, you get Bradley Chubb coming off an injury. Are you kidding me? Like, they can do anything they want. So, to me, I just think this team is absolutely loaded on defense. You add, here's another throw-in, A.J. Bouye. Like, really? Like, so when I'm looking at this, I just think this team is set. He's patterning this defense very similar off of the one that he had in Chicago. And we'll see. If you can't tell that, I'm really excited about this Denver Bronco team. The one kid that always drives me crazy is that Callahan. Is he healthy? Is he what? I mean, I don't know what he is in that guy. I know he was an unrestricted guy. Him coming out of Chicago, everybody thought he was the answer. They moved Harris out of there because of this kid. So we'll see if that pays off. That's the only question I have on that defense.
As you came out from being a coordinator and you got that opportunity for that first head coaching job, Rex, I'm going to ask you the second year. Like, what were the things you learned that first year that Vic probably learned about being a head coach that made you, that you kind of go, okay, I got to correct these things in my second year? What were those challenges first year versus second year?
I think the big thing is you just can't do it on one side of the ball. Like, when I went to the Jets, I knew, I took over a defense that was 23rd in the league. So I was like, well, I'm going to fix that defense. And we did. We went to number one in the league. But you can't just win the way you want to win just on one side of the ball. That you have to jump in there and build the other side up. And that's exactly what they did. When you look at the draft, the entire draft was spent on the offensive side of the ball. So you bring in a starting center. You got two wideouts that you got that are super, have a chance to be outstanding. But free agency, I thought it was interesting, he filled all the holes on defense in free agency. So he's like, all right, I'm going to get that defense to where my standard is, which Vic is an outstanding defensive coordinator, and then I'm going to throw every pick I got at that offense and try to give that side of the ball more talent. And I think he's done that. So, look, Vic's a solid football coach, a really, really solid football coach. So I think I think that this team is going to be much improved.
All right, Rex. Hey, man, always appreciate you, brother. Always great catching up. Thank you so much for popping on, man.
My pleasure, guys.
There he is, Rex Ryan. Wow. Wow, we got a little bit to unpack right there.
We'll do that
in the morning brew. The unbridled optimism for this Broncos team from one Rex Ryan. Morning brew next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.